From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. The opioid crisis has driven states to look for ways of providing alternative treatments for pain to reduce people's exposure to the potentially addictive painkillers. Here in Missouri, the state's Medicaid programs offer a range of alternatives, but their reach seems limited so far. Kaiser Health News Midwest correspondent Lauren Weber has been covering the story.
So since April, the state of Missouri began offering chiropractic care, acupuncture, physical therapy, and cognitive behavioral therapy for Medicaid patients. And Missouri is the latest state in a slew of many to try these alternatives to opioids for those battling chronic pain. But what I found out in reporting is that even though they've been offering these as options since April, only 500 of the state's roughly 330,000 adult Medicaid users have actually utilized those services. And, you know, Josh Moore, who's the Missouri Medicaid Pharmacy Director, you know, put it pretty clearly, like, look, at the end of the day, the opioids crisis, we didn't get into it in just a year, so it's not really a surprise that we're going to get out of it in a year. And, you know, I think that's a good way of looking at it, that this is, you know, turning the tide and, you know, turning the ship on the opioid crisis is going to take more than offering potential alternate therapies. It also takes getting buy-in. It takes providers being interested. It takes people showing up to appointments. It takes a lot more.
And in terms of getting people maybe to use these alternative treatments, are there any particular barriers, or is it just lack of information about these treatments?
I think it's a combination of both and a few other things. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is easier to take pills than it is to show up to multiple rounds of acupuncture or physical therapy. That requires a coordinating a care schedule. That requires buy-in from your initial provider prescribing you an alternative therapy, and then you finding another provider that is offering it under Medicaid currently, which has been kind of slower on the rollout. That requires you driving to find somewhere that offers this, which in rural areas might be harder to find. And also there's a question about cost. You know, some of the acupuncturists I spoke to highlighted that they were afraid to open their practice to Medicaid patients because they didn't think it would be worth what the reimbursement rate would be.
Have you talked to any state officials or anyone who's concerned about the low participation rates over the course of almost a year now?
You know, the state officials I talked to, like I said, Josh Moore, some other folks, you know, they highlighted the fact that, look, it's been a slower start, but, you know, the lag could be in part due to claims data being a little bit behind. The data on the efficacy of these programs is also a little bit scattershot. You know, some data supports it, some isn't as clear on how helpful they can be. That said, the Department of Health and Human Services put it out as a good option in their pain management report this past summer. But like you said, this is a component of turning the tide on the opioid crisis. And I think, you know, one of the experts I spoke to put it pretty wisely, you know, he discussed how, you know, it's not necessarily just an opioid crisis, it's a chronic pain crisis. And to fix chronic pain, you have to address a lot of other issues. You have to address, you know, obesity or rural healthcare deserts or how manual labor leads to more chronic pain. And, you know, all of those structural barriers, all of those are structural barriers to kind of fixing the opioid crisis as it stands today.
That was Kaiser Health News Midwest correspondent Lauren Weber talking about her recent story on state alternatives to opioids. You can find that story and more from the Health and Wealth Desk on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.